Oh, you've got another one as well, haven't you?
I've been busy.
Go on then. You're playing this one this morning, actually.
Yes, Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Hey now, that dastardly Donkey Kong is making off with the Mini Mario toys. Hey. I guess it's up to our main man Mario to get him back in Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Now, I was extremely excited about this one.
Why? Because it sounds like an
obviously
an old
school game.
Well,
I like Mario and I like Donkey Kong.
And this is the crossover.
And I thought, in my head, I kind of was expecting, like, you know, like Kirby.
Well, both of them, in Donkey Kong, famously, it's a side-scrolling platformer.
Right.
And Mario is obviously a side-scrolling, mostly.
That's what I was expecting.
Bit of
both
of them.
But maybe with the graphics of Kirby, because Kirby's, like, beautiful. Mm. No. Not at all. It's basically like a puzzle piece.
I didn't realise that this game series, which has been going for 20 years, originally came out in 2004 on the Game Boy Advance. And this is a remake of the Game Boy Advance
everything.
Game. Now, they're doing this a lot, aren't they, at the moment?
Yeah. Did you ever play, was it Mickey's Haunted Hotel or Mickey's Haunted House or something like that?
I'm vaguely aware of it, but not...
Oh, no, it wasn't the Haunted Mansion one. It was the Magic Wands one.
Oh, what? Mickey...
Mickey Mouse Magic Wands for Game Boy Color. It's literally like that.
Okay. So, because we've often talked about games which you want to be able to pick up and put down if you've got kids in this day and age. I know lots of people talk about, you know, what are some of the ones you could dip in and out to. Is this that kind of game?
Yeah, I mean, it's
doesn't
exactly
sound like
that.
It's that fun, though,
no,
with the puzzles. Is that the problem?
Because it's the same old thing. You kind of come out of a door and you've got to press buttons and levers to kind of move steps and ladders about and try and collect the different toys. But you're all in one room and it's just a puzzle. And once you've solved that puzzle, you go to the next puzzle.
And there's just loads and loads in a row.
Yeah, and you kind of, you know, in each area, in each different level, you gain a new skill. So, you know, you'll be able to throw baddies in the air. You'll be able to, like, swing across to a different platform. You learn different skills. But, I mean, apart from that, that's about it.
Will it surprise you to know that it's £40?
What?
Yeah.
No, don't waste your money. Buy Tomb Raider instead. Much better.